Decisions made by a father carry lasting consequences. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. I have some pretty epic memories of my dad. I've seen my dad chase down thugs and criminals and put them on their back. My father has prayed with me with tears in his eyes whenever I was a young boy, questioning my salvation. I've had my dad tell me that he was proud of me on my wedding day or whenever I graduated from school. But for all of those big moments that stand out in my mind, there are 100 more small, everyday decisions that are just as important that he made. For instance, I've never heard my dad say a profane word. I've never heard my dad say, "Let's take this Sunday off and just enjoy the day." I am under no illusion. I know I have an enchanted life when it comes to my parents. But neither does it escape me that the intentional decisions that they made in their lives, especially the decisions of my father, carried with them ripple effects into my life and into my brother's life, down into my own children's lives. Decisions made by a father carry severe consequences. It seems that with each new phase that we enter with my own children, I ask the same question: what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to handle this particular phase? What are my orders? It's like I want an instruction manual for the teenage years that are coming up. Because I know that the decisions that I make involving my life and my children make lasting impressions. I need more than just do the best that you can or just do what you think is right and everything will work out, because those answers don't cut it. So is there a guiding word, a beacon of truth that directs us in this role that we call fatherhood or manhood? Well, there is. And the role comes on the opening pages of the Bible, and it's displayed throughout the Old Testament, sometimes successfully, but more times than not, it's in the drama of failure. But we see the principles of fatherhood and manhood on display repeatedly through God's Word. He's not left us without a witness. And over the next few days, I want to share with you what has become clear in my mind and what I'm trying to make clear in my heart, what it means to be a godly man and what it looks like when this is not pursued. Over the next few days, we will see this unfold in a negative fashion in the life of the first person that we meet in the book of Ruth. His name is Elimelech, and he is the husband of Naomi. He's the father to Mahlon and Chilion. And once again, we will discover the truth that decisions made by a dad carry lasting consequences. So men, be sure you are walking with Jesus day by day. Today, please pray for Wael Dawier and his family, our missionaries in Illinois. And also, remember the Marwari Life Word broadcast that's heard in India and Pakistan.